This is Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra.
Always fascinating to hear those moments that stay with you, the ones that we probably don't know about. Feel free to send yours in because our next guest is in the process of curating those memories. His name is Matt Cleary. He's a freelance journalist and sports writer, and he's set to write a book about the Canberra Raiders' first 40 years. And I chatted with him just a few weeks ago on Afternoons about crowdfunding the book through a Kickstarter campaign. Let's find out how he's fared. Yuma, good afternoon to you, Matt.
Hi, Adrian. Lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you again. So tell us a little bit more about how this all started, this quest to write a book about the Canberra Raiders.
Well, it's almost exactly a month ago that we had a chat, and I'd come up with the idea to crowdfund and self-publish a book about the 40 years, like a memoir as well of 40 years fandom of the footy club. I was the author of a book called A Short History of Golf with a publisher, traditional publisher, and I've been, you know, a journalist for sort of coming up 20 years, and that book was well reviewed and I enjoyed the process, and it was a historical, you know, did a lot of research and enjoyed the process, and it sold off the shelves and Amazon and such, not a lot or relatively few, but I was able to purchase books sort of for wholesale from the publisher and just sell them, and I sold several hundred myself, and I thought, well, it was sort of, you know, I made a quid out of it after a while, but it was effectively self-publishing. So I thought I'd cut out the middleman and self-publish a book about, you know, a passion project, which is the Canberra Raiders. You know, I've been a fan since day dot 82. And then I discovered this platform called Kickstarter, which is more probably for artists, if you like. So I came up with a number of $10,000 and as of yesterday, we raised $11,120.
Oh, congratulations. So, that's fantastic.
Yeah, really stoked. Yeah, it's very gratifying that people would, you know, have a, you know, bit of a punt, I suppose, and buy a book that hasn't been written. I'm in the process, but effectively buying off the plan, if you like, a book about the Raiders and a book about my journey following them. So, yeah, very gratifying and, you know, very exciting now to be able to spend the next sort of 3 or 4 months writing it.
How does that feel to have people backing you in such a way to surpass your target? Did it come as a surprise?
Yes. Well, I suppose, I'm not sure. I went into it without, there were times, you know, over the last sort of 30 days where I thought, oh, maybe 10K is a bit too much because it sort of, it would stagnate and then, you know, then it would spike and, you know, you go onto Facebook and put a little plug and watch, you know, people would come in and put $40 and $100 and then it would go up. And then the last, probably the last week, with a shout out to the Greenhouse people, they have a Facebook group. They're a Raiders supporters group on Twitter and Facebook. They just really plugged it. And, I had a great little spike at the end. And a few of those nice Facebook groups. So Facebook's actually a, you know, really good resource for spreading the word of these sort of things. And a couple of the Facebook groups helped out. Now they shared stuff on Facebook, obviously being Facebook groups, but great. Yeah, really nice. And you know, it's very nice that people would effectively take a punt. People, you know, so many people wrote to say they enjoy what I write and how I write, so very nice.
And so that $11,000 that you've attracted through Kickstarter to write this history, yeah, of the Raiders, how many people have contributed to this success of yours?
So it's 187 backers via Kickstarter, and then another 20-some on Substack, which is another, I've got a little blog website, so I sort of pre-sold 20 books that way as well. So about a bit over 200 people have kicked in, probably, you know, an average of $50, if you like, to get us going. And those guys get their name in the back and a signed copy, obviously, posted to them. And so it's effectively, they, you know, they bought a book from me, but also, you know, kickstarted the process. Yeah, so it's really good.
And so how many copies of the book are you hoping to print, Matt Cleary?
So yeah, I'm going to print 1,500. Probably have, I reckon I'll have 500 left over for in the track, but I'm sure I can sell 1,000. I sold 700 about A Short History of Golf just on my own with minimal marketing, and I'm sure I can sell I'm going to print 1,500 of them. That's what I got the quote for the 10,000 to print 1,500 copies and delivery, both from the publisher, from the printer, and also from my garage outwards to all these folks. So that'll and a bit of proofreading and that sort of stuff. So.
Matt Cleary is with us, freelance journalist and sports writer, Raiders fan. He has surpassed his own expectations, his own target, and attracted more than $11,000 on Kickstarter to write a history of the Raiders. You're sounding pretty confident, Matt. It sounds almost to me like you've partially written it and it's ready to go. Here we are in the lead up to Christmas. When are you hoping to have it all done?
Oh, look, I've aimed for it to be effectively on the shelves or on the electronic shelves round one of 2022, which will mark the 40th anniversary of the Raiders' first game. It was February 28th of 82 was their first game. Yes, it would have been nice to get up to Christmas, but I'm not that good.
No, but this is nice because listeners have time to contribute their memories and perhaps give you some guidance or some tips, add some pressure to your workload, Matt Cleary. On the text line, Catherine says, I was at the earliest Raiders games as a season ticket holder for many years. I was at the airport when the team came back after the first premiership win. I was in a wheelchair and Mal gave me a big hug and kiss on the cheek. Don't think I washed my face for a week, says Catherine. It was such a thrill to be there for all the triumphs, the highs and the lows. Can't go to the games now, but they're always my favourite team. Love the Raiders, says Catherine. What a beautiful experience and memory that Catherine has shared with us. Are those the sorts of accounts that you want to include in the book, Matt Cleary?
Absolutely. Part of the pitch, if you like, to the people who backed at the 187 some backers is that I want to hear their stories and their personal interactions and, you know, getting a kiss from Mal Meninga. You know, I wouldn't wash my cheek either, Catherine, the great man. Yeah, so, I've dug up a whole bunch of old yarns. It's a pretty personal story of my journey, but I think that's going to help it resonate with Raiders fans. You know, so what I liked about the club and what I disliked it, you know, at some stage during Super League and such, I think that will resonate with people, but I want to hear as many yarns as possible. So that's why I've got the milk.substack.com. Give that a plug up there for people to read and to contribute and to talk footy. So I've joined up a few of these Facebook groups, as I mentioned. And as many Canberra people can bring me their personal experiences of footy club, the better. That's great.
Matt Cleary is with us, freelance journalist and sports writer, getting ready to write a history of the Raiders. 40 years, that 40-year history next year. And to give you a bit of assistance, Matt Cleary, with that research, Raiders fan and ABC Grandstand analyst Tim Gore is on the line. Tim, what are your favourite Raiders moments?
Oh, gee, there's so many to go for. Now, I should declare my interest that Matt and I have stood on the hill at Brookvale Oval a number of times together and watched the Raiders. So we're not unknown to each other, but there's lots. I mean, people will come up straight away with a 1989 grand final. You know, where were you? So that's been done to death. There's one of my very first favourite moments was back in 1983 when I was standing on the hill at Seaford Oval, where the Raiders beat the then Premiers, the Parramatta Eels, with David Grant diving over the shoulders to score a try at the end, and the crowd erupted. That moment has been burnt in my mind. It was absolutely brilliant, you know, see the foundation captain go over and beat, you know, the then Premiers. And that was a real point of pride in that. But one of my very favourites was actually back in 1990, where we were playing Canterbury Bankstown out at Bruce Stadium. And I was on the old hill lawn and we were playing horribly that day. And we were down 12 points to 2 with about 6 minutes remaining. One player scored a try. I think it was Gary Coyne, and it was converted. And then literally the last play of the game, Brad Clyde, great Brad Clyde, put the ball down right in the northeast corner, like right on the point. And then to win the match, Mal Meninga, who was, I don't know, Matt, can we say he was a dreadful converter of the ball?
He was a 60% man, definitely, with his big fat toe pokes, yeah.
Yeah, he toe pokes the ball. So there was no accuracy. There was no science to it whatsoever. And you held your breath and you never knew where the ball was going to go. And he didn't either. He had this mantra that was black dot, black dot, black dot. But, you know, that was more hopeful than anything else. The wind's howling around the stadium. Howling around the stadium is deathly quiet apart from the Canterbury supporters having a go and yelling at him. And he comes in and he kicked it and went straight over the black dot, and the crowd absolutely erupted. And I've never forgotten that moment. It was brilliant. And then there's another one, the snow day in 2000. The official records say there were 7,200 of us there. I can tell you it would be lucky if there was three. But now, like the Tide Test in 1966, there's probably somewhere in the order of 45,000 people at the game. You, of course, were at that, weren't you, Matt?
Mate, I was at the King of Hotel having a schooner and getting over the Brumbies lost the night before.
Yeah, I was also getting over the Brumbies lost the night before. But they actually had to sweep the sidelines so you could see them. So the whole field was white and they were sweeping the sidelines so we knew where it was going out. And the Raiders actually had the thought that they would have the trainers run out with bottles of warm water for the players' hands. And in a match that was won by 8 points, it was probably the decisive thing that our players dropped the ball slightly less.
Oh, what a memory. Tim, as a broadcaster, has it surprised you to see so much love, so much interest in this Kickstarter campaign for a printed written history of the Raiders?
No, not at all. Not at all. There's a very passionate group of Raiders supporters in there. Look, we've got the Greenhouse, which is the number one Raiders fan forum on the internet, which has up to 90,000 members now. And Green Eyed, as his name goes by, has been right behind this from day one and pushing it. And myself and the people who are running podcasts, of course, I am the co-host of the third most popular Raiders podcast. Raiders
I thought it was second. I thought you were up to second, mate, weren't you?
We're the podcast formerly known as the third most popular podcast. But all of us have been pushing behind it because, you know, anyone who loves the Raiders is welcome. And it's a very passionate crew that's there. I mean, you have a bit of tete-a-tete here and there between people, but all we've seen is a lot of people embracing this, you know, because everyone's got those great memories. And since Ricky's been back at the club, what he's been trying to embrace and make sure people come up with is, what are your great memories? Let's remember those things and let's make them again. And I think that really holds true for most of us fans.
Matt Cleary, for anyone listening in who wants to share those memories, those dear memories of the Green Machine, how can they get in touch with you? How can they find you?
Oh, I'm pretty easily Googleable. I have to go Google Matt Cleary. It's mattcleary.com. But probably the easiest way is called themilk.substack.com, which is my blog, and you can sign up for free. And it's just a little newsletter of weekly, or, you know, even twice weekly little stories about the club and memories of the footy club, and, you know, also how the book project is going as well. So, I mean, I'm going to have, you know, hopefully, you know, up to 100 interviews with, you know, Mal and Laurie and Joe Croker and Ricky and all these guys up to Christmas, or up to, you know, even into January while I'm still writing it. And, you know, obviously can't fit everything in the book, so a lot of it will be put on the Substack. I'd love to hear from people and love to, you know, hear their stories and publish a few as well.
Matt, we'd love to have you back to tell us about those stories that you receive and that you gather in the months ahead. Thanks for making time again, and congratulations.
Thank you, and thanks for the time. And, yeah, look, thanks to all the Raiders fans out there. Go the Milk.